and diverse ways. First of all, this chapter, as previous ones, indicates that the order is always more international. At this moment, we're almost 11,000 professed members in 101 countries. In recent years, we've had an explosive growth of our order in Africa and Asia, and a solid growth in Latin America and Eastern Europe. And at the same time, we're facing declining numbers in Western Europe and in North America. And so we're a face of the church. At the same time, we have the same challenges of the church, how to strengthen and deepen our presence in the southern world and to renew our presence in the north. In this chapter, we're looking at two principal questions. Our first one is the exchange of manpower between north and south. I always say that the Holy Spirit always sends sufficient vocations to his order, to the church. But the Holy Spirit has a very poor sense of geography. That manpower has never been well distributed in the church. There always has to be a redistribution. Now the redistribution has to go from south to north. And therefore, to be renewed in the north, we have to have the creativity of the world of the poor. And I think in a Franciscan vision, we believe that the poor always save the rich.